This is brought to you by the JenandDaveShow.com.
I felt it only fair that we should start today's show with the call that we didn't get to finish yesterday.
Oh, funny. We just pick up right where we left off. Leave off, right?
That's right.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I feel so blue. Just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas. Have a blue Christmas.
Really? Faster. They're laughing, but it's not funny.
Maybe it's funny to them. What do you got against Porky?
Is that it? Is it over?
It's over.
Listen, everybody, to the two blind squirrels, Brad and Faith, are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the two blind squirrels.
We're going to talk about it work and why they won't turn the freaking heat on.
No, the reason that's so funny.
Yeah.
They don't turn the heat on here either at my work.
I told you.
It was cold in here today.
I told you how to fix it.
It was cold.
Turn the heat on.
It's 28 degrees outside.
Oh, that's cold for Texas.
Yes. I don't know if you know that.
But we're not built for 28 degrees.
Our houses just aren't made for that. I mean, you know, we have heat and all, but...
We have heat, but we're built to keep things cold.
Yes. I just couldn't seem to... And it warmed up today. It got to 50 this afternoon, so that was nice.
Oh, yeah, 50. Here's the problem.
50 is nice.
Here's the problem. At work, okay? It got so cold, I could not feel my fingers.
It was that bad?
I could not feel my fingers. They were hurting. It was so cold.
Have you not said something to somebody about this?
Yeah. People are walking around in their coats. And they're walking around with their gloves on. It's ridiculous.
So, do they think they're saving so much money?
The Coke machine has the light off and a sticker on it that says, "This Coke machine works. The light has been turned off to save energy." And somebody's gone over there and scratched out the... to save energy, and says, "Because we're cheap." And that's the truth.
Yep.
So.
They might save a few cents, you know.
So, my boss finally had enough. And he says, because like, the ladies, mm-hmm. they were like, "We're going to bring in, can we bring in heaters?" You know, because the company policies, you're not supposed to have anything in it.
I always had a heater.
The company policies not to, but some of the people in the office have them. Mm-hmm. And so they came to Alan and they were like, can we bring in heaters? Other people are having heaters. And it's like, you know, and he's like, that's defeating the purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to waste more energy if everybody brings in a personal heater than if, than if they just turn the heat up.
Yeah.
So he goes down and talk to the, you know, the maintenance guy or call somebody or something. And he came back and he says, they said they're on their way. I'm like, okay, good. So what that means. So they come over. And he's got this, this guy comes over and he's got this thermostat. Mm-hmm. He's got this digital thermostat thing. Mm-hmm. And he comes over and he's like holding it up to the window and he's like holding it, you know, up. And he comes back and he starts talking to Alan and I'm listening in. And he says, bottom line is it has to be under 65 degrees in the office and under 55 degrees outside. Both of those criteria must be met before the heater will kick on.
What?
It has to be 60. And now here's the key.
I understand it.
Here's the key.
Yeah.
It has to be 65 at the thermostat, not at the window where I sit. Okay? Because it could be,
what was the temperature?
It could be 35 at the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, by the time he got over to measure it, it was like 1 o'clock. And it does heat up later in the day, but it's in the mornings, my fingers freeze off. Anyway, and yeah, he got over there and it was like 67 or something. But I'm like, that's still too cold. If I was up working, that would be different. Right. If I was standing up, moving around, working, I could stay warm at 67, no problem. But I'm sitting still. I mean, I get up every hour and go walk the stairs, you know, and plus I drink coffee and it kind of gets things going. But for that first hour or so, I'm just like sitting there with my coat on trying to type.
You need a heater.
I don't know what.
What did Alan say about that whole debacle?
He was mad at him. You know how he is. Cussing went on. You know
the ridiculousness of it. He was wondering why didn't I take that retirement package?
Yeah.
What? Would you like to know something interesting?
Is it about me?
No.
Okay, then yes.
It's about Solomon.
Solomon.
Uh-huh.
Do I know him?
Yeah, in the Bible.
Wait, was he at the Christmas party the other night?
No.
Was that the guy in the corner with the gray hair?
No.
I could have swore his name was... Oh, Pat. Let's see how I got it confused.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because Pat surely doesn't have 700 wives.
It's possible.
No, Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
Yeah, we knew that already. I think everybody knows that. Is that the piece of trivia that's interesting?
I just think that's interesting that a person would have 700 wives.
They all and they got him in trouble too.
700. Okay, I just want you to think about that number for a second. 700.
There's nothing I can say that would not get me in trouble.
Oh my word! And not only did he have 700 wives, then he had 300 concubines on top of that.
Yeah,
like 700 wives wasn't enough.
All right,
that's insane.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Yeah.
When you're perfect in every way. Or your name is Faith McFadden. I just thought I'd throw that in there. I don't remember why else I called.
Wait, she's making elephant noises.
Why would he say I'm perfect?
Why are you making elephant noises
Why is he saying that about me?
Well, because he likes to poke us in the eye. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's just because I know why.
Why?
Well, Faith, you know, you feel like everyone should listen to your podcast. And I don't believe you've ever listened to one of my podcasts.
Ooh.
So
it doesn't matter.
Kind of got a
that doesn't mean
going
anything.
On here where, yeah, you owe me because I've listened to every podcast you've ever been on.
Ooh.
So let's see if we can come up with something that we.
Why are you making noises? Because it doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? He's got you.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
I don't listen to podcasts. I don't even listen to my own.
But he said,
it doesn't matter.
But he said that you
so,
and he that listened. And
my
you,
asking people to listen to podcasts has nothing to do with whether I listen to them
but
myself.
But you didn't ask. You said
one has
to.
Nothing
you
to do with the other.
You commanded.
But I didn't
from
say
your
because
your,
I listened to them it has nothing
your,
to do with it.
With your chalice no, and
had
everything.
Nothing to do
you
with it.
You had your chalice and you issued the.
Not one has nothing to do with the other.
The whole.
Nope.
You know, I don't know. Maybe we can make a trade here. You. Listen to everyone's podcast who listens to your show.
I don't have time.
And then you can talk about saying you need to listen to my podcast.
I don't have time.
Anyway, love you guys.
So it's do as I say, not as I do.
No. It doesn't have anything to do with it. I never told people that I'd listen to theirs. I just told them to listen to mine. One has nothing to do with the other. They're not related.
And I love the podcast. And, of course, you know I'm just teasing. And
let's see what Sadie can't
go back
help
to my
it.
Popeye's chicken right now.
You eating Popeye's chicken?
Popeye's chicken is good. We don't have a Popeye's anymore. Ours went out of business due to lack of community support.
No, that was CC's.
They both went out of business.
But Popeye's was not due to lack of community support. They got plenty of business.
They just
it was
mismanaged.
Poor management.
So here's what I challenge you to do for
I
one
love their biscuits.
Week.
Their biscuits are so
listen to me.
Good.
Listen to me.
I don't want to be challenged. I challenge myself with all kinds of other things. I got enough to do. Do you seriously? Do you know how much I do on a daily basis? I don't have time. If you want me to listen to podcasts, then you're going to have to put them like on a somewhere where I'll actually listen to them.
Okay. If you'd let me finish what I was going to say. Can I have a sentence to you?
Okay.
Is it the Brad and Faith show? Or just the Faith show?
No, usually it's just the Brad show.
Hey, watch it. Here's what I challenge you to do, and I will help you do this. Mm-hmm. For 1 week, 1 week only, with our new computers, I will set up, you know, in a way that you can listen to them easily, you know, probably in the kitchen or wherever you would have to, wherever you say you, you know, want to do it, okay? And just listen to one podcast a day for 1 week. That's five shows. You listen to the Jesus. You can listen to Jen and Dave one day, the Jesus Geek the next day, the Jesus Geeks, the Copycats the next day. You can listen to Scott Roche. You can listen to who else does a show that we know that I'm trying to think. Jeff Romy. Listen to Jeff Romy's show.
Okay.
Or you can listen to the, you know, Geek Loves Nerd, or, you know, so you just pick, you know, you have to listen to Jen and Dave and Jesus Geek and Jesus Geeks, but then you could pick the other two.
Okay.
And, just for 1 week. Just
how long
shows.
Are these shows?
20 minutes, 30 minutes at the longest. Jesus Geeks are usually shorter than that. Jen and Dave are trying to keep them to 20 minutes now, but they're usually a little, they used to go to 30, but.
Okay. We'll see. I don't promise anything.
It's not a promise.
I can't. You know why?
This isn't a promise. This is a challenge.
It doesn't mean
you're promising to do anything. It just means you accept the challenge. You will try to do it.
I don't accept the challenge.
You won't even try.
No, because you know what time of year it is. I'm
not saying to do it this week.
Okay, well, that's fine. If it could be at the beginning of the year, that's fine.
Okay. That's fine.
I might try it. Might
see what I see. What I'm gonna put up with. Speaking of all that, Faith is fixing to start volunteering up at the school. On top of keeping
that's
five
what
kids.
I mean. I'm a very busy human being.
She called me today, telling me we need a bigger car. We have a Pacifica. We have one child. We have one child. We have a Pacifica that seats six. And she called me today saying she didn't have a room for all the children. That somebody was having to sit on the hump without a seatbelt.
I've reached maximum capacity.
I'm like, what on earth are you doing?
Well, I only had to go around the block. I mean, it was just around the corner. So I just put Chloe in the middle. I mean, you know, April knew. It was April, so, you know, it didn't matter.
Well, she's a freak about the seatbelt.
Yeah, but she called and said, can you take Chloe to Mammy Papa's? And I said, I don't have any more room. I don't care. She can sit with Helen in the front seat.
Okay. This is the child they left in the car seat. I think they still have a car seat for her.
They have a booster.
Booster seat.
I don't think they make her sit in it anymore.
Insane. Anyway. So, yeah. So, I got that call today. And I was like, no. We're not buying a bus. Just so you can cart kids around Silver Spring.
I didn't ask for a bus. I was just saying I had a lot of children in my car.
That's a lot of kids. Hey, look, we got a new caller.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, Kevin from California.
Hey, Brad and Faith. It's Kevin out in the great state of California.
We have a lot of listeners in California. I think it's because a lot of people listen to podcasts in California.
Huh. Yeah, they're kind of with it, hip.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Just think they listen to a lot of podcasts.
I'm really
out
hip
there.
And with it, but I don't listen to podcasts.
Did you say you whip and dip it? What are you talking about?
I want to say I really appreciate your podcast and the great work that you guys do together in producing it each week. I did want to say, though, Brad, I really do miss not hearing you sing. It's been a while since you've actually sang on the...
We have a request, ladies and gentlemen.
John, beware.
We have a request for a song being rendered by yours truly. I think this time of year, I shall sing unto my fans, those who love to hear me sing, and my beautiful voice that I have cultured and nurtured over many, many years. Then I shall sing a Christmas ditty.
Okay.
A Christmas tune for all of us.
What Christmas tune are you going to sing?
I think I shall sing, I don't know. What do you think I should? Let's sing Let It... Oh, no.
I'm not singing with you.
Winter Wonderland. I like the Winter Wonderland song.
Okay, go.
Yes. Yes.
Go for it. You don't know the words. He doesn't know the words without me singing it.
Yeah, you always sing with me. How's it start? Give me a hint. Give me a hint. Come on.
In the meadow,
we can build a snowman, and we'll pretend that he is a circus clown.
Parson Brown.
No, a circus clown first. The Parson Brown is in the second verse.
Oh, you're right.
We'll pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, and then we'll run around and push him down or something. Later on by the fire.
We'll conspire.
To conspire.
As we dream by the fire.
With our desires. And then we wander along.
Place unafraid the plans that we made.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Yeah, freezing our freaking toes off. That's what I was trying to say.
In the meadow we can build a snowman.
And we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married?
We'll say, no, man. And it won't be legally binding anyway because you're just a clown.
In town later on.
We'll conspire as we noodle by the fire. To face unafraid.
He almost was doing pretty good there. Uh-huh. The plans that we made.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Very good.
Yay! Thank you very much, Kevin. I love to sing.
You know what was in my head today from the radio?
What?
Burl Ives. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Hey, what's
that? My golly, have a holly jolly Christmas. This year.
Hey, what's that thing about Paul McCartney? It's like the obvious Christmas song. What's it called?
It was just on a minute ago.
It's like the obvious Christmas. It's like everything Paul McCartney ever wrote.
Stop talking.
Completely. Oh, it's lost on you. Simply
having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That's it. Oy. That's what he does.
That's it.
He gets a little melody, and then he cuts your head open and he pours it in. That's what he does.
The podcast, and I truly do miss hearing the God-given voice that you have.
Thank you, Kevin.
But, you know, I was listening to the Jesus Geek over there on that other podcast.
What?
No. And he is taking requests. For a Christmas carol.
He does that every year, actually.
He takes requests for a Christmas
I've been listening
carol.
To him since he started. Ha! And he's always done that. And he's taken my requests and he's sang my requests.
He's singing the Christmas songs? Really?
Actually, he has a good voice, though.
Yeah, I know he does.
He does it serious.
Oh, he does it nice.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And he'll actually sing it on the podcast. And since he's coming to Texas, if he hasn't already been there, I thought 18th. Maybe it'd be a great idea if you guys could
That's
get
nice
together.
Week.
Sing a duet, and then maybe you could play it on your podcast.
You don't.
Me and the Jesus Geek sing
a
duet.
You don't want John and Brad to sing together.
That idea rocks, Kevin!
Anyway, just a thought.
That's
you guys take
just
care.
Seriously
I'm
wrong.
Oh,
I wouldn't do that to Jesus Geek. I wouldn't do that to Jesus Geek. That's
I'm
just mean.
It. Oh, that's going to happen.
It's mean because you cannot stay on tune for
that's
more than like a bar.
That's going to happen. What? I don't go to bars?
For more than one bar of music, you can't stay on tune. You sing any longer than that, and you go off somewhere else. Ow, this chair is really uncomfortable. I gotta stand up.
In the meadow, we'll build a pity party.
I gotta stand up. Who's having a pity party?
I don't know. What's it called? In the meadow, we'll build a harassment party.
Who's harassing you? Nobody's you. Harassing you.
You.
Is this tall enough?
You're stealing my joy.
I'm not stealing your joy.
You're stealing my joy.
Don't let people steal your joy, man.
You're stealing
it's
my joy.
It's up to you. Is that better?
Somebody, and joy stealer.
It's time for another grammar lesson.
Oh.
Actually, no. This is a linguistics lesson.
I'm sorry, the call got cut off. That's all there was.
Aww.
The other day on a call, well, actually today, but not by the time you listen to this.
For you guys who don't know, this is Lottie Dosh. Okay, go ahead.
We had a call that talked about all those Q names, the African Q names, and he said that they were not phonemically accurate, and you made fun of that and said phonetically, which you are correct. It should be phonetically, but a phoneme is a real thing. And it is the smallest sound in a language, the smallest amount of sound. Like if you were to use a word like dog, it'd be the d at the beginning, and the aw, and the g, all the different little parts. The smallest thing that you can break.
What's she talking about?
Your linguistic
a phoneme.
Today. Apparently I stutter a lot today. I don't know what's going on.
What?
A phoneme, I guess.
Who
that's
calling
what that
a
is. Duh. Duh is a phoneme.
You're calling me a phoneme?
Phonemically. She said a phoneme is the smallest sound in the language, like duh or or guh.
Like that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Okay.
Sure that's not a kazoo?
Was it a kazoo?
I don't know.
Thank you. They love me. They want me to sing more. Okay, I'll sing. No, I'll sing. Shh. Calm down. Everybody just... Shh. It's okay. I'll sing some more. Just for la-di-da. A phoneme is not a phonetically arranged phonetical anomaly. Well, that's what she said, isn't it?
It's just a guh.
A
guh. Or a duh.
Or a duh.
Or an Or a tuh.
No, it's not a tuh. That's two things.
Oh, you're right, it is.
Mm-hmm. And a and a and a and a was she saying something? Oh yeah.
Going on with that, but that's all I had to really tell you. And bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey.
Was bye a phonetically phoneme?
No, because it's three.
Phonetically phoneme.
But I. It's like Sesame Street. You know where the letters come together. They go buh.
That's not Sesame Street. That's not Sesame Street.
That was Electric Company.
Electric Company, and it's coming back.
It is.
Hey, you guys.
And Spidey. Bah. Spidey.
And Spider-Man was on there.
Mm-hmm. I love the Electric Company. It was on late in the afternoon. Spider-Man. It was something you could actually watch after school, like before supper. I would watch Electric Company, and then my mom would say, supper.
I thought your mom called it dinner.
Whatever.
My mom called it supper.
Well, whatever she called it. What are we doing now?
That's it. We're not doing anything
else. We're done?
Pretty much.
Okay. Happy day.
I think we were supposed to do something else. Oh, no, we actually
happy
talked about
day.
It. We talked about my cheap company not doing its
happy day.
Part and stuff and all that. But anyway.
Huh, yeah.
So it's all taken care of. And
what is? You're still cold. You're working at home tomorrow.
I'm working at home and I'll be warm.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
I was cold this morning.
Well, I'm going to be warm.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because I can put on as many clothes as I want, turn the heater on, whatever I want. And I will.
Tuesday, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They're Pinky and the Brain. They're Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane.
So which one of us is the genius and which one of us is insane? Do you want to be Pinky or the Brain?
Neither.
I think you should be Pinky. Pinky Minx and the Funky Faith and the Pink Minx. So I'll be the Pink Minx. And you're
Do
Funky Faith.
Do the locomotion. Come on, everybody. You remember that?
Yeah.
What was her name? She was from Australia.
Kylie Mowgli.
Kylie Minogue.
Yes, what I said.
Kylie Minogue.
That's what I said.
Come on, everybody, come do the dance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
That's not how it looked.
Yes, it did, like this. Wasn't that right?
I don't think so. I don't think that's more like the commotion. Everybody do the commotion. We got to get video going on in here. Wait till we get the video set up. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
We got to sign off and my computer blows up.
Okay.
After about 26 minutes, it starts to slow down.
Adios, amigos.
Hey, but by the time you hear the show, we will have new laptops.
Yay!
And we are so excited. Top of the line, Macs that are going to process in speeds, is able to handle single speed and bullets at a single bound. It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
Yes. And we'll be able to record and podcast and video and everything all at the same time. That's the plan, man. So next week, live shows, maybe, if I can figure out how to work the thing. I got to relearn. I have to unlearn.
Yeah, I'm having April come over to teach me.
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
Miles con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.